Yeah, the major concern is that we have experienced something that we have never experienced since 1966. It was only on the 19th that something new emerged, where there was a shortage of the ballot papers. We have never experienced that in our entire history of conducting the elections. So, and at the same time, presiding officers, retaining officers, they were refusing in some polling station to allow our members to seal the ballot box. But according to our Electoral Act, there is permissible in law for the parties to seal the ballot box. So around this time, is something completely new emerged. It was a lot of arrogance. They were very rude. They were not cooperative. Well, even the people who are voting at the diaspora, they couldn't even seal the box.
Mr. Riatile, the Electoral Commission is saying that parties like yours and other opposition parties are spreading reckless claims of poll rigging ahead of the October 30 general election. This is dangerous. That could even undermine or taint the image of the Electoral Commission and by extension, the elections.
Okay. Can you ask them a simple question? Are they having any knowledge of retaining officer refusing the different parties to seal the box using their padlocks, using their seals? Are they aware of that? Because that is the only thing that they can clear their name. Because all what they are trying to present before you is to tarnish our good names, while at the same time they are very openly to make sure that they're going to rig this election in totality.
Some of your critics are saying, why don't you engage the Electoral Commission to address all of your concerns before the October 30 general election, instead of going to the media, making what they said is reckless accusations and claims?
Let me give you an example that they didn't give you. In one polling station at Tamakakumakwane, the candidate demand to that he want to seal the box. They refuse because they say they are operating under instruction. And he took the ballot papers from in the envelope and he disappeared. He vanished because he said, no, I want my issue to be listened to. So from there, after 2 hours, he went to the police to go and present himself. Because they didn't allow him to seal the box. That's why he took the ballot box, the ballot papers, the marked ballot papers and unmarked and ran away. Because these people that are running the election outside the IEC Act, Electoral Act, that are running this election on their own, not according to the law.